It's one of those great questions. It's a little bit like, so how does gravity work?
If you say it's active, I won the first one.
But let me really take a cut at that, because I'm very intrigued with the question. I mean, the question essentially, as I understand it, is, look, we'll say we've got our mission and our values, and they're going to be the framework within which we're going to operate, sort of conceptual framework and philosophical and spiritual framework. But what about other frameworks, concrete aspects of the framework, structure, processes, procedures, mechanisms of different kind? How much is the right amount, and how much is too much, and how do we not kill the goose in the process of having structure to make it go? Is that the essence of the question?
Yes.
Okay, great. I think our research sheds light on this. And what our research would show is the following. That first of all, one of the things I would encourage you to do is to think less in terms of constricting policies and procedures, which we all know tend to stifle everything. But you still need structure, and I would encourage you to think in terms of building mechanisms, which is really different. Building catalytic mechanisms that drive progress consistent with those values and mission. Let me give you an example of what I mean by a catalytic mechanism. There's a company called Granite Rock, and part of its values is absolutely off the charts customer service, something it believes very, very deeply and goes all the way back to its early days. And Bruce Wolpert said, how are we going to continue to drive progress consistent with that value in a way that really has some creativity and innovation and isn't just a bunch of gook that we gum up the system with? And he began thinking about it, and he began to realize, you know what? What's really powerful is you need mechanisms that vest the information with power and that allow the right things to happen regardless of how the system might fight against it. So he began to think about it. He said, you know, a lot of stuff that's more bureaucratic, like we could do customer surveys, and they do those. But, you know, a customer survey is like reams of information and data and how we're really doing it. And the truth is, bureaucracies will start to grow up that basically want to ignore that anyways to preserve their bureaucracy. So how would we break that down? And he came up with this mechanism, catalytic mechanism, called short pay. At the bottom of every Granite Rock invoice is a little statement. It says, if there's anything you're not completely satisfied with for any reason, simply circle the item, deduct it from the total, and send us a check for the balance. You as the customer have total and complete discretionary power to decide whether and how much to pay based upon your subjective assessment of how satisfied you feel yourself to be. Imagine if the airlines. Okay? Now, I asked Bruce what short pay does. And what he said is, it forces us to change consistent with the value. Because we can get it, we're getting information all the time, and we can ignore that or not. And our whole system can begin to fight against the real information. But when you start getting short pays, you pay attention. And they will drive change, and they will drive us. So one time, let me just give an example of this. They got a short pay from somebody who said, we were building a road in the middle of the night. They crush rocks and things like that. We're building a road in the middle of the night. And we went, and you guys weren't open at 2 a.m. So I'm in a short pay. I'm not happy. And Granite Rock was like, give me a break. I mean, we're a rock quarry. You expect us to be open at 2 o'clock in the morning? And we said, but still, it's data, it's information. We can't ignore it. They short paid. So they use that mechanism to then stimulate a form of progressive innovation. And now there's a thing that if you have what's called Granite Express, which is a card, they have ATM machines for rocks. If you're building a road at 2 o'clock in the morning outside of Watsonville, California, and you need a load of side X73 rocks, you go to the Granite Rock ATM dispenser. You put in your Granite Rock, your Granite Express card, and you get a load of rocks, and you go on your way. Now, the beauty of that is that what you have is you have a structure, you have a mechanism, you have something very, very concrete. It's not just words on the wall at this point. I mean, this is mechanism. But the beauty of that mechanism is it drives innovative ways of living those values. And so what I encourage everyone to do, the first answer I want to give you is break down all the junk by building very concrete catalytic mechanisms.